Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love your Twitter question today. Love the fact that you had enough fodder for your Twitter question to work today.
I know.
That's what's really cool about it.
Nothing really happened last night, so couldn't really find a fourth. I would have had to shoehorn a fourth in there. Besides, I suppose, if you're a fan of Syracuse. Last night, Virginia 48, Syracuse 34. Final. At the Carrier Dome.
Yeah, the freshman from North Carolina, had as many in his debut as Syracuse scored in total against Virginia.
Correct. Greg Anthony's kid, Cole, from North Carolina, had 34. Syracuse ended up with 34. Now, you talk about playing from in front. Virginia gets ahead of you. They'll suffocate you. That's the way they play. But my gosh,
right.
Syracuse. And what are we doing playing league games right out of the gate?
That's, I don't know.
That's a league game. Syracuse is now 0-1 in the ACC. Cincinnati.
Arizona State and Colorado are about to do it.
I don't get it.
I don't
Notre
get
Dame,
it.
Notre Dame, North Carolina, the game we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
League game. Cincinnati had a pretty good showing in their first game without Mick Cronin. They lost to 18th-ranked Ohio State 64-56. Cincinnati actually led that game at halftime, and Ohio State came storming back to win it. But our Twitter question really dates back to Tuesday night, because that's when 148 basketball games were played, and that's the earliest date, I think, in maybe in NCAA history that we've started a regular season game. But anyway, which men's basketball final on opening night would be more jarring for the losing fan base? Penn 81, Alabama 80. Davenport University, 82, Grand Canyon, 73.
That's the one that blew me away.
I understand there was a couple of really important Grand Canyon players that didn't play, but still, we'll get back to that one in a second.
Unreal.
And UC Riverside, 66, Nebraska, 47.
Now, I'll bet you that's the one that's winning. But Riverside, that's not a bad league.
And Nebraska is rebuilding in every sense of the phrase. Yeah.
It really isn't. Now Davenport University, and they're from somewhere in Michigan.
They are?
I think so. I think Davenport University is just recently Division II. And they were NAIA up until not too long ago. I think it's in Michigan.
Well,
I don't know. Maybe
I bet they got a hell of a check to go down there and beat Grand Canyon, which, you know, it's not a Cameron Indoor or Allen Fieldhouse, but I understand that that's a really – now, I'm betting that the student body wasn't packed to the rafters to watch Davenport, but – I understand
that
place is not an easy place to play when Grand Canyon fills that little barn up. But I'm definitely going to have to look into
it. It's Dan Marley's team,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, so that was the one that when I saw it, I actually did a double take.
Yeah, Ron on Twitter said, I chose Grand Canyon before I realized their top two players were ruled ineligible before the game. Nebraska is in full rebuild, so maybe I should have chose Bama. And I'm still scrolling down here to try to get the particulars of this Grand Canyon loss to Davenport
University, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Wow.
It's a private university in Grand Rapids. Gosh.
That's That hurts.
It's the first.
If you're Grand Canyon.
I mean, I've heard of Davenport University before in some capacity. Couldn't tell you what.
They are Division II, and they made 15 three-pointers.
Wow.
So that didn't hurt. They were 15 of 30 from three-point range, Davenport University. JP weighs in, said Husker fans should know it's going to be a crappy year. I'd be surprised if they find any loss jarring. Keith said Alabama doesn't care about basketball right now. The only thing that matters to them is LSU on Saturday. That's a fair point.
Okay.
Fair point.
Mm-hmm.
But they did lose
and
to
Penn.
And
it's not like Penn can't play.
Yeah.
I mean, Ivy League teams can play. The top half of the Ivy League is actually pretty competitive. I mean, let's not forget Tommy Amaker had Harvard in the NCAA tournament for what, about 4 or 5 years, and they were a fairly highly seeded program.
Mm-hmm.
And Penn has a very good history, and so I mean, I don't think that one's quite as shocking.
I clicked on this one just to see how much of an upset, if at all, it was. But Missouri State lost at home to Arkansas Little Rock. Missouri
yeah.
State was actually a 12.5-point favorite. So that was a bring him in here so he can win the game. And Missouri State lost at home to Euler.
Yeah, you and I was the only one in the valley with a somewhat decent win.
Right. Old Dominion?
Beat Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at home, I think, by 2 or 3. I mean, it wasn't by a bunch.
58-53.
But they did get a win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1 by 5.
And that's worth noting because you and I will be down in, what, the Bahamas?
Cancun.
Is that where Wichita State's playing, in the Bahamas?
Cancun,
excuse
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
So they'll be down there along with West Virginia and South Carolina and others. So.
And then last night, like I said, there wasn't much to choose from. Not as many games, obviously, last night, but no upsets or no, oh, my God, well, how do we lose that games. Played in the NCAA last night. But that Virginia-Syracuse score was jaw-dropping, to say the least. St. John's in their first year after Chris Mullen. They beat Mercer by 30. A lot of directional schools in action last night against.
Got to admit that it was fun to have basketball on, and it was on pretty early on in the afternoon. So I'm just switching back and mm-hmm. forth through about. And I watched Georgetown for a little while. They were playing some tomato can and. So, I mean, it's just fun to have college hoops on. And boy, it comes fast and furious.
Mm-hmm.
So, lots of good stuff to watch.
Central Arkansas, who got beat by Baylor bad Tuesday. That is a future Shocker opponent. They will play tonight against Hendricks College. Hendricks with an X.
X.
If somebody wants to look up where in the hell Hendricks is.
I'm not sure where that is.
Never heard of it.
But they always seem to play. Yeah, I've heard of it because they always seem to play someone fairly decent.
Really? I've never heard of Hendricks
yeah.
College.
Yep.
Kentucky Wesleyan is in action tonight. Presbyterian, Florida National, not Florida International, National, they're in action tonight. Manchester, Spalding, and Midland. Those are all teams that are playing other teams tonight. And I'm not making fun, and I didn't name the other teams.
No.
So you didn't think that I was making fun of them, but everybody does it, especially this time of the year.
Well, Ferrum is playing tonight too,
Ferrum
Shane.
Ferrum is playing, yes.
Ferrum yes. is playing Appalachian State. That's Ferrum, F-E-R-R-U-M.
I think Ferrum is another Michigan school, if
is
I'm
it?
Not
you
mistaken.
You got me on that
I
one,
think
my
Ferrum
friend.
Ferrum is from Michigan because I played with a guy in Pro Bowl from Ferrum.
Crown College is playing North Dakota.
I wonder what the line on that game is.
Is there a line on that game?
Only in people's basements in Bismarck is there a line on that game. No, wait,
and William Jessup is playing UC Davis tonight.
Old Bill Jessup. Don't sleep on that.
Old Bill Jessup. Yep. Trying to hitch it up against UC Davis tonight. There you go.
All right, let's see. What's next? Oh, college football 1 to 10. Get Bruce's interest level on some college football games 1 to 10. We got two undefeateds playing one another. Well, I guess that would mean four undefeateds.
I guess that one's easy.
Yeah. I think your level of interest would be fairly high.
That's
on that
10.
One.
That's 10. So move along.
I don't want to jump
we'll
to conclusion.
We'll be back in a minute. Yeah, absolutely. We'll continue in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.